Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
An Idaho youth football team freed a woman who was trapped by a flipped over truck.
Yes, this is amazing.
By the way, they were under 13 years old.
Yes.
Whoa, wow.
And they lifted this truck. The under 13 Boise Black Knights were on their way home from a tournament in California. They came across the crash in Oregon. They got out of their bus to help a man and woman who were trapped inside an overturned Jeep. The man was able to free himself, but the woman couldn't get out. The group tried to free her for several minutes by slicing the seatbelt around her with a knife and trying to maneuver the car. And eventually, they resorted. These under 13-year-olds got out, and they lifted up the Jeep enough so that she could slide herself out.
It's amazing.
Wow. It's pretty incredible. So that was a great story. I thought we'd start with a good one. Now on to this one. An attorney representing three women in cases against an Atlanta-area dermatologist known for singing and dancing while performing surgery says nearly 100 other women have contacted her office to claim they, too, suffered under the doctor's scalpel.
There's footage of her doing this, by the way.
In videos, once posted by Dr. Wendell Boutet's, I guess.
Boutet?
It's B-O-U-T.
Boutet.
Let me ask you, B-O-U-T-T-E. How would you pronounce
that? I'd go with Boutet.
Okay, we're going with that.
Yeah.
Her public YouTube channel, the board-certified dermatologist can be singing as she cuts into a patient and rapping and dancing with surgical instruments in hand during surgical procedures. At times, assistants in scrubs sashayed alongside her. Susan Witt, an attorney representing three women who claim they suffered Boutet's work, said close to 100 women reached out to her office in the past week to complain. Several former patients said they experienced serious post-surgical complications due to infections.
Oh my! I'm watching the video. They're all dancing.
Yep. At least two former patients say they identified themselves in the doctor's videos. More than 20 of the videos were once posted to YouTube, apparently for promotional purposes. In one, she cuts into a patient's abdomen as she sings along to the OT Genesis song "Cut It." And another, she leans over the top of a patient's half-bare buttocks without surgical mask or gloves on, and she holds surgical instruments and dances while rapping her own lyrics to Migos' Bad and Bougie, which she sings, "My patients are the bad and bougie, building up fat in that booty."
So this is not like when you hear, like in that movie, Preston the Doctor. The guys put on some music and they do surgery to that. They are full-blown dancing around.
And throwing stuff.
They
found five malpractice suits pending against Boutet. She has reached four settlements. And some of the people claim that they suffered infections, disfigurement, and even brain damage following procedures.
By the way, it's got to be illegal to record someone while they're out.
I would think so.
Under anesthetic. So there's about 45 different charges this woman is looking at.
By the way, she continues to practice, so nothing has happened officially as of yet.
Well, they're waiting until it gets serious.
A shirtless, knife-wielding man with a snake was fatally shot Friday in a tense confrontation with police at a Southern California strip mall. Officers performed life-saving measures on the unidentified subject, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. A witness said, "I saw him threaten at least two people and wave the knife at them. He was sitting on the ground. They were trying to talk to him, asking him to put the knife down," talking about police. "They must have talked to him for a good 10 minutes.
Now put the snake down."
After trying to talk to the man into putting his knife down, they shot him with a non-lethal beanbag multiple times, but moments later he got up and approached the officers, and that's when police opened fire. Police said it was standard procedure and officers took all the proper measures.
Jeez.
Imagine proposing on a ski lift and then dropping the wedding ring or the engagement ring 50 feet below into thick brush while the lift continues to climb the mountain. It's exactly what happened to a Palm Springs, California couple. Sean Strickland and Karen Yeoman have been an item for a year, and he wanted to pop the question over Memorial Day weekend. Instead, the ring popped out of the box and landed in an ocean of thick mountain brush as the chairlift continued moving. Strickland said, "I immediately go numb. I go numb, and I'm looking at her, and I'm like, did this just happen? Is this a joke?" And he said, "I dropped the ring," and I said, "Stop playing." And he said he was in shock. So, actually, they searched and looked all over the place, came up empty-handed, and then the staff at Snow Summit in Big Bear got involved. They looked. They eventually
found the engagement ring. What was the ring worth?
Amazing. They didn't indicate. Right. But nonetheless, they got it, and the two are going to get married.
See, what I would do is I would have a cheap ring, and then I would drop it. And then maybe the place steps in and says, "Well, you can't find it.
Right.
You know, and then they step in and buy you a more expensive ring.
Ooh. Yep.
It's a scam. I'm
it
just saying.
It is a scam. It's a good probably scam. Should have.
Hey, a hold up at a 7-Eleven store in Florida failed when the would-be robber pointed his finger like a gun and demanded cash from the register. That is correct.
Florida man.
Yes, he's a Florida man.
Florida man.
Unimpressed by the weapon brandished, the store clerk refused to comply. The suspect...
The store clerk had his own firearms, right?
Yeah.
A young male with his shirt pulled over his head to obscure his face did not force the issue. He ran empty-handed out of the store to his getaway vehicle, a white mountain bike, and proceeded to pedal briskly north.
I got two pretend guns of my own, buddy.
Crime Stoppers described the suspect as a male in his early 20s, approximately 5'8" tall and 165 pounds. Yeah, the store clerk whipped out a bazooka,
yeah,
Steve.
Yeah, I have my bazooka.
Yeah. Robberies in which...
I got a machine gun.
Robberies in which fingers have stood in for guns have succeeded, but most pistol pantomimists bent on robbery know to conceal their handguns in clothing.
That's part of the deal, right?
In a pocket or elsewhere out of sight. This guy literally held out his hand like a gun and tried to use it. Obviously, it didn't work. All right, and then finally, we will do one more story and wrap it up. Okay. Here you go.
Yeah.
Do it.
A woman born without a vagina has become the first in the world to undergo pioneering reconstructive surgery using the skin of tilapia fish.
I'm all ears.
Yeah. Juseline Marino has had a new vaginal canal created out of the skin of the freshwater fish. The 23-year-old suffers from Mayer Rokinansky Kuster-Hauser,
of course,
or MRKH, a rare congenital disorder that affects approximately 1 in 5,000 newborn girls. It results in the absence of some or all of the female reproductive organs. She underwent the revolutionary procedure known as a neovaginoplasty. In northeastern Brazil last year, medics opened a space and inserted a tubular mold lined with the skin of the fish.
It's wild.
Once in contact with the patient's body, tilapia skin acts like stem cells and is absorbed and transformed into cellular tissue forming the walls of the canal. You ever heard of that?
I have not heard of that. I imagine the big problem will be keeping the cats away.
Before being used, the fish skin undergoes a special cleaning and sterilization process in the lab, followed by irradiation to kill viruses. The process removes all the scales and fish smell.
No, it really never goes away.
And results in a light-colored gel dressing that can be stored for up to 2 years in refrigerated sterile packaging.
How does that pair with white wine, Preston?
An ecstatic Miss Marino said the groundbreaking surgery has changed her life. She now feels like a proper woman who enjoys a healthy sex
life. That's astonishing.
Isn't that wild?
That's astonishing that they're using tilapia now. Is that the common fish for vaginal construction? Or
I think it's the only one.
I'm a salmon fan. Would that work?
Well, I don't know. Maybe albacore tuna works.
I would like
too.
A cedar
really
plank
sure.
vagina, please.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
So some Florida swimmers recently had a bit of a close shave. With a close shave, there's video that shows a woman, a fairly large woman, at a public pool, her legs hanging over into the water, and she is shaving her legs
into the water?
No, to the public pool.
Yes.
What? Oh, my God.
It all started when the unidentified woman plopped down on the edge of a busy pool. Her feet rested on the steps leading into the water.
Do you see why I hate public pools?
As kids frolicked nearby in their inner tubes, the woman pulled out a razor. Here, Kathy, the video's up here. And she started shaving her legs.
Oh, my
God. Now, at this point, had she already douched in the pool?
I don't know if she did that yet or not. Fortunately, it's caught on video, which was posted on Reddit. And the woman who is using the cell phone to record the video for posterity, you can hear her say, "Oh, my God, this lady is shaving in the pool."
What the hell?
The video has gone viral.
What a beast.
Overall, the reaction is negative to it.
Oh, there's not a lot of positive reaction.
Florida has extensive statutes regarding pool safety, and unfortunately, shaving into it is not one of them.
You're holding a razor by the water, right?
Yeah, but it's a safety razor, and you know, I thought maybe you know, because when you shave, you take a little layer of your skin off as well.
Could you get a Brazilian in the pool?
You know what? They should research that and see if falls within the guidelines.
And this is honestly not for anything, but this is one disgusting looking woman.
Mm. Well, tell us what you think, Steve.
She's a disgusting looking woman.
So anyhow, just thought I'd share.
I did wax Chuck's back at a pool.
You were off to the, you weren't in the pool.
But we were at a resort.
Near the pool.
But we were at a resort. Yeah.
Yes, where they encourage it.
Absolutely.
International laws on that one.
A vengeful Queens heating and air conditioning business owner got back at one of his nagging customers by lacing the home's cooling units with deadly mercury and trying to poison them. So frustrated was Yuri Kruk with a customer's constant complaints that he took the drastic step of placing poisonous mercury in the air conditioning units of a home, sickening the residents.
Sick.
Roman Pikasov had hired Kruk's A-plus HVAC and Kitchen Corporation to do heating, ventilation, and air conditioning work in his home. Pikasov persistently complained that the AC unit on the second floor wasn't working properly. In the summer of 2015, Kruk told the homeowner that the system could not be repaired and would need to be replaced and installed a new unit in July of 2015. Well, not longer after the installation, Pikasov's wife, Olga, found drops of silver substance on the floor.
What is this?
Pikasov found several more silver drops in the vents and where Kruk had been working in the house. They called 911 and firefighters from the department's hazardous material unit responded and they recovered additional mercury from the first floor vent and other parts of the AC units on both floors. And their son tested positive for mercury levels above acceptable norms.
This is effed up.
Yeah, all three victims complained of various symptoms associated with mercury poisoning, including joint pain, headaches, and lethargy.
How diabolical.
Yeah, Kruk was charged with attempted assault and endangering public health. If convicted, he could face up to 15 years in prison.
Aw, oh, hell.
Aw, oh, hell. A 20-year-old Chattanooga man was sent to jail overnight for mooning a judge during an appearance in court.
They don't like that.
Judge Christy Monsell initially sentenced Michael Dwayne Knight to 3 days in jail for contempt of court.
Well, to that, Your Honor, I say suck my ass.
But she decided, actually, on Thursday morning after he just spent the one night in jail to release him. Court observers said that Knight had dropped his pants below his butt at least three times after the judge asked him to pull his pants up. He purposely then dropped them at the bench each time below his buttocks. It was stated the judge told him if he dropped them again, he would be in contempt and could go to jail for up to 10 days. Knight then turned around and fully mooned her. And that's when she sentenced him to jail. But after a couple days, she decided to say it was okay to let him go. So
it's the kind of crap some judges see.
Yep, exactly. Let's see. A Florida man is...
Florida man.
Battling a roach invasion at his apartment, had to go to the hospital after a roach laid an egg in his ear.
Oh! just, they're so disgusting. And if they're Florida roaches, they're palmetto bugs more than likely, right?
Maybe. Blake Collins told the Tallahassee Democrat he woke up one morning earlier this month to hear it crawling in his ear. Oh. He said, a roach was burrowing inside my head. I could hear his legs inside me.
I think I'm lost.
It felt like... Where am I? He said, it felt like someone was shoving a Q-tip all the way inside my head and there was nothing I could do to stop it.
I'm seeing the light from the eyes over here.
Collins went to a hospital where a doctor used a syringe and lidocaine to kill the roach. He said, I heard it die in my head.
Oh, my God.
When he poured the lidocaine in, I could feel him go super, super fast, kicking and trying to dig his way out.
Dear God!
And a faint little squeal, and then 2 minutes later, he said it just stopped and he died. But the nasty insect left something behind. It was an egg. Collins was discharged from the hospital with home care instructions.
Can you effing believe that?
He said...
Isn't this like, you know, this is the old classic is the earwig.
Yeah.
They crawl into your brain and lay eggs.
He said that bugs crawling and dying in your ear, that's something that happens to corpses, not human beings. Colin said that he got out of his lease early and is moving to a new apartment. So he's going to get away from that.
That sound.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Nasty. All right, and actually, one final story.
All right, please.
Lava from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano is spreading to areas and residents are reaching their boiling point. A man was arrested after pulling a gun on a neighbor and shooting it during an argument.
He was shooting lava?
No, he shot his gun.
Oh.
He shot his gun at the neighbor.
What?
61-year-old John Hubbard is now under arrest, accused of opening fire and allegedly assaulting a neighbor who came to check on his property. So they've gotten really defensive.
Yes.
Thinking that maybe looters are coming around or something like that and just popping off rounds.
Yeah, it's become a little lawless.
Yeah, the victim was injured but not shot. So
look at this guy.
Got injured somehow or another. I know, isn't that insane? The guy's like, I'm just checking out my house, man.
I'm sorry, man. This lava's got me acting loco.
Yeah, we're looking. Jesus. We're looking at a video. The dude levels it at the guy's head. That's, you're just out of your freaking mind. So anyhow, the crisis continues. Lava is already over on the main road, Highway 132, leaving people in about 500 homes and vacation rentals with just one escape route left. I'm not sure how long that's
going
to last.
What's even more terrifying, Preston, he's wearing black socks with sneakers.
You're right.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.